Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the Ozempic and Semaglutide podcast. Get ready to hear from best-selling healthcare author Dr. Josh Luke as he facilitates a discussion on healthy weight loss and living healthy. And now, here's your host, Dr. Josh Luke.
Hey, folks. Welcome to the Ozempic and Semaglutide podcast. Quick announcement. We are actually changing the name of the podcast. Largely because there's been so many other great injections, medications, brands that have come out that most of the products being sold out there are not Ozempic or Semaglutide or a compound of one of the others. There's so many others. You're going to hear about Zepbound, projected to be the largest selling pharmaceutical of all time by the time it's done. But the new name of the show is going to be the Weight Loss Injection Revolution Podcast. Whoa, that's a lot of big words. Ready? The Weight Loss Injection Revolution Podcast. That's going to be the name of the show. We're going to change it officially here in a couple weeks. I wanted to let you know about that. So when you start getting notifications about that podcast, you know it's the same one. So that said, let's talk today about, are you ready? This is going to be my quick hit for Instagram right here. Ready? Lose 5 pounds in 3 days because we all plateau even on Ozempic or an injection. You are going to plateau. I'm going to tell you on this episode how you can lose 5 pounds in 3 days, sometimes even 10 pounds in a week or so if you stick to it. So with that said, here's how we're going to do it. Are you ready? Guys, this takes discipline, but this is a combination of the plateau diets recommended by several of the leading, and we won't mention their names, leading weight loss companies in the country that have been at it for many years prior to the injections, and now they're recommending the injections as well, right? So here you go. Are you ready? I mean, you're not going to necessarily love the diet, but it works. And I've done it before. My wife's done it several times. It works. Are you ready for the plateau diet? Here is the plateau diet. Are you ready? All right. For breakfast, really exciting, you get a choice. You're going to get a half of a grapefruit, which is a natural diuretic, helps stimulate some things in your body that start burning that fat. And by the way, it tastes so good when you're on a diet. That sweetness, I don't know if you like grapefruits, but once in a while when I'm on a diet, man, I just love the taste of that grapefruit. So we're going to do a half a grapefruit. And along with that half a grapefruit for breakfast, you either get 2 egg whites or 1 egg. Okay, so that's your breakfast for 3 days. A half a grapefruit and either 2 egg whites or 1 egg. Okay, that is the plateau breakfast. What's for lunch? Well, here's what's for lunch. Are you ready? For lunch, you are going to get 4 ounces of white fish. Tilapia is kind of the go-to fish if they have that in your region, but pretty much any white fish. You might just want to check the calorie count before you dig in, just so you know, but tilapia is a great go-to. A lot of times at Costco or Sam's Club, you can get a big frozen bag of tilapia, and do that when you're doing the plateau diet because you're going to eat it a lot for 3 or 4 days, right? So 4 ounces of whitefish along with 1 cup of steamed spinach. Now, a lot of you are going, oh, I love spinach. We're not talking about cream spinach. That's the anti-plateau diet, right? We are talking about steamed spinach. Okay, so 1 cup of steamed spinach, 4 ounces of whitefish, and 1 cup of salad. Okay, just lettuce, whatever lettuce, spring mix, traditional, whatever you want to do. But very important, so this is the third thing you get for lunch with your salad. Actually, this is number 4. No cal or low cal dressing. Very, very, very little. Just a tiny bit, guys. And usually the clearer the better, right? The clearer the dressing, the better. Not always, but a lot of times that's just a general rule with food, right? The clearer, safer. So we got our breakfast, a half a grapefruit, and either two egg whites or one egg. We got our lunch, white fish, along with four ounces, no more than 4 ounces, 1 cup of steamed spinach, and also a cup of salad with a low-cal or no-cal dressing. Now, with that said, guys, you can lose, and I've seen it happen, 5 pounds in 3 days, but we all hit that plateau. We all hit that plateau.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here's what needs to happen when you hit that plateau. You need to recognize it. 3 or 4 days of not losing weight, or week over week for a week or two, you're not losing weight. You're just kind of going up and down, and you're just kind of stagnant. And frankly, I've been like that for like a month. And so this is why the plateau diet was top of mind for me. I've seen some articles, the Ozempic plateau, right? So, the plateau is real, especially when you've lost 35 pounds or so, and you know, you just kind of get to a point where your body's saying, because it's 35 isn't necessarily the magic number, but for me, I'm at that point where for the last 20 years, this is the weight I can't necessarily get lower than, right? So my body's saying, this is it, stop. The problem with that is this is the weight I want to be at for the long term. So I've got to break through that. I've got to break through that plateau, drop another 8 to 10 pounds. So when I minimize my injections or try to go off them or go on vacation and maybe put on a couple pounds after a week or so and want to drop it, I'm still in the range I want to be in and can drop it accessibly. Now, you know, there are studies years ago that said, like, oh, you know, you got to be at a certain weight for 3 months or 4 months so your body knows it's normal. I'm not a scientist. I don't know about that. But what I do know is I believe firmly in getting 8 to 10 pounds below your goal weight so you can live your life a little bit, even if you are disciplined, right? So we got our lunch, we got our dinner, or excuse me, we got our breakfast. What about dinner? Well, dinner is going to sound very familiar to you. Dinner is the same as lunch. Okay. So whitefish, spinach, and salad. Now, you might go, oh my gosh, that's all I can eat for 3 days. Well, the answer is yes, but I'm going to give you a couple outs, but I'm going to challenge you. On day one, do exactly what we just talked about. Okay. Battle through it, get it done. It's just one day. Okay. Plus, if you're on the injections, you're not hungry anyway, right? So, day two, if you want to mix in a protein shake of 160 calories, you know, my wife she's experiencing these things. She told me 160 calorie shake max, right? Mix one in, but don't do that till day two, okay? Trust me, it doesn't, if you can't do it on day one, you're not going to make it 3 days, let alone five. So, you can mix in a protein shake. Don't go over 160 calories. Should you reduce your lunch if you do that? Not necessarily. I mean, you're burning through the spinach and the whitefish pretty quick anyway, right? Go for a walk if you're going to take that shake. Get some exercise if you don't work out every day. I'm going to give you one more out that's not part of the plateau diet, but it's kind of a get out of jail free card, as I like to talk about. That is, if many of you, if you heard me joke about the soup diet, the soup diet was a thing in like the 80s and the 90s, and it, much like the plateau diet, it's like, hey, just eat soup all day, every day, and this soup, and you'll lose weight. Well, it's because the soup that we're talking about, the vegetable soup, is almost entirely water, right? So, just as we mentioned earlier, the clearer the better. So, if you want to supplement, if you're going to do a 5 day plateau diet, okay, say you do a 5 day. Make a big pot of vegetable soup. Google the recipes. My wife has a couple variations she makes that are great. Okay, but if you want to do the soup diet, go on and Google low calorie vegetable soup for dieting. Okay. Make sure it's lower in sodium, but the vegetables are going to be squash and celery. You know, celery, they say, is like negative calories because you take more to chew it than you actually, you burn more than you're actually consuming. So no potatoes in there. It's going to be high carb, too high in calorie, but you're going to get some celery, some squash, some cabbage. I love a little bit of cabbage in there. A few carrots. I don't like to overdo the carrots, but a few carrots, some green beans, maybe. Take a look at the calories of what you're putting in and put in, you know, less vegetables of those that are a little higher. But that vegetable soup, guys, is like water. And for the first few days, it tastes great. Like when you make a good recipe, it tastes great. Okay. But if you're hitting a plateau and you just said, man, I have got to take 3 to 5 pounds off in the next week. I have to. I'm paying this money for these injections. I really need to stimulate my weight loss. The plateau diet has been around for years. I've shared it with you now. I've also shared with you a couple options for supplementing it with the protein shake on day 2 or 3, mixing in a soup, vegetable soup for one of those meals is not going to hurt you. But again, do the plateau diet as designed the first day. If you can do it for 2 days, even better, without a shake. But by day 3, if you're going to do 5 days, that's where you start to mix in a protein shake. You mix in the vegetable soup. And again, I am not a doctor. I'm not an MD. I'm not making this as a recommendation. I'm simply sharing with you what the plateau diet that has been recommended through the years includes. Another hack, and again, this has nothing to do with the plateau diet, that I snack on from time to time, and you've started to see these show up at convenience stores and kind of the end cap, the refrigerated end cap, is pickles are a zero calorie play. Dill pickles, and now they have these like hot and spicy ones or whatever it is. So if you never knew that, you can eat an entire dill pickle and it's zero calories. It's basically a cucumber that's been marinated, right? So I'm not saying that's part of the plateau diet, but if you're just dying to eat something, the pickle is usually a good go-to that's not going to set you back. And like I said, now in the store, they actually have little bags with chip, like dill pickle chips or slip, whatever they're called, cut pieces that you can kind of snack on while you're driving. And just bring a paper towel because sometimes they drip, and they do have those hot and spicy ones as well. So guys, if you're on the Ozempic plateau, you're not alone. We've all been there. And let's do something about it. So here's your plan. I say do it for 5 days on Monday through Friday. Stick to the plan day 1 and day 2. If you need to mix in a protein shake on day 2 to make sure you're getting ample protein, go for it. On day 3, mix in that vegetable soup. My wife will put a tiny bit of like lean ground turkey in this vegetable soup just so you have a little bit of that. Now you're starting to add calories. But if you just need a little meat, which some of us do from time to time, that's a good way to approach it. So guys, remember, we are changing the name of the podcast to the Weight Loss Injection Revolution Podcast. Spread the word and just don't be surprised when you see it. Also, I mentioned that we might be starting like an online community. We are not going to do that. I've been on Facebook. There's 20 of those on Facebook. So if you need one, go there. I just don't have the bandwidth to be committing an hour a week to that right now. Somebody had talked me into it and I'm going to back off of that. But I mentioned that on a couple shows. So look for the new name, the Weight Loss Injection Revolution with Dr. Josh Luke. Remember, not a medical doctor, but a PhD, down more than 35 pounds. I've been saying that since we started. So sooner enough, I'm going to say I'm down 40 pounds. I can't wait. But thanks for joining the show, and we'll see you again soon.
You've been listening to the OOO Ozempic and Semaglutide podcast. Dr. Josh Luke is a PhD, but not a medical doctor. And none of his comments or comments of his guests are intended to be medical advice. Make sure to like, follow, share, and subscribe to the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll be back soon with a new episode.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.